Ray Foley on Today FM.
Today's is it international? Is it an international day of pajamas? No, it's national. Whatever the nation is, I don't know, but it's National Pajama Day. Stay cozy all day in your favourite pajamas and fully embrace comfort and relaxation. Thing is, it's a bit warm. It's kind of a bit warm for pajamas, isn't it?
Well, you know me, Ray.
Well, look, I don't need that visual.
No.
Particularly while we're having our lunch. But a little warm for pyjamas. Although maybe wearing them is a bit more acceptable. This is a story as well from the Guardian newspaper. From bedroom to boardroom, is Britain ready for M&S Lux outdoor pyjamas? Lux outdoor pyjamas. This is high-end outdoor pyjamas, all-day pyjama situation, much like your man Playboy. Hugh Hefner in his all-day pajamas. I'm guessing the Irish Marks and Spencers will be doing it as well. These are silk pajamas and the high-end pajamas. Olivia Von Hall is known for them for £600.
Norwell, yeah.
Yeah, Olivia, big fan of Olivia's. This is a high-end fancy silk pajamas, but the M&S are doing their own knockoff job for like, I'm guessing about 60, 70 euro. And they're saying they're amazing, they're luxurious, and you can wear them all day.
You'd want to be fairly brave. Actually, no, I'll take Loads of people walk around in their pyjamas and their dressing gowns.
I tell you, I've got a pair of these UGG boot knockoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And my car is outside the front door on the street.
Right.
If I go out wearing my UGG boot knockoffs to the boot of the car to get the recycling or put something in the car for work, I have to say, I'm on high alert that one of the neighbours might see me in my UGG boot knockoffs.
Yeah.
But there are people that go over to the Tesco's in full pyjama wear. And what about these kids as well that are wearing these? They're like moccasins. They're like moccasins they're wearing. Fur-lined moccasin jobs.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not done with that at all. I think it's a real statement though as well. Here's the thing, right? If these are 600 quid pyjamas, they actually look good. Like they actually look like a sort of like they're silky and they look almost tracksuitish. They look high-end fashion. It's the crap people are wearing these days. But if you're wearing like Minnie the Mouse, or Mickey Mouse pattern pajamas.
Yeah, or your Man United pajamas.
Your Man United, and then a furry dressing gown over it. Then you're overtly going pajama wear. That's a different state of affairs, I think. Let me call my pajama guy.
Please do.
Please.
Is it laziness that has people in pajamas outside, or are they making a fashion choice?
I think some people are making a statement. It's ringing. This is Aoife Dunican. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Hello there, it's Ray Foley here in Today FM. This is Aoife Dunican, the image consultant and owner of The Style Bob, Instagram, The Style Bob. Aoife, hello, thanks so much for taking the call.
Good afternoon.
Very good afternoon. Listen, we're talking about pyjama. Happy pyjama day. You're in your gym jams this afternoon, as we call?
No, I had to get all dolled up today. I feel like getting into my pyjamas, though. Nearly that hour of the day.
You're at 6 o'clock somewhere, someone says, or 9 o'clock, somewhere. Depending on what time you go to bed at. Have you seen this story, Aoife, then? Well, for the day that's in it, Marks & Spencer's high-end. There are knockoffs of, like, the £600 sterling high-end gym jams. Marks & Spencer's doing a high-end silk pyjamas. Is it acceptable to wear pyjamas outside during the day?
Well, in fairness to Marks and Spencer's, I mean, there's two differences here. They're very silky and luxurious as opposed to unironed and flannel.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest distinction. And I think the girl who was trialing them, she did put them on with a nice shoe. So I think as a turning up in Tesco in the morning wearing it with, I don't know, your puffer coat, grabbing the milk, or is it kind of popping in with your heels at night? It's a very different look.
Yeah, or throwing on the dry robe. Over it.
Makes
you stand out like a sore thumb. So that's the thing then, I suppose, if you accessorize it and make it look high-end and intentional, you can get away with it.
You can, and all it is really is a progression from what we call in the fashion world coordinates, which is your top and bottom matching, and it can be block colour, it can be floral, but all, I mean, the pyjamas really is that lovely drawstring, comfortable effect.
Yeah.
And, the pyjamas just kind of look high-end, but you kind of have to kind of work hard at making them un-pyjamas like, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And you can do that. I mean, I've seen people, put feathers in the bottom of them and all that type of thing. But, I think I'd like a distinction between my kind of going out look and what I'm going to get. They almost look like they're too good for bed.
Yeah. Well, looking at some of these photographs and some of the prints on them are really, well, like you say, really, really high end. It's not like it's Minnie Mouse or Donald Duck on them from your last trip into Penny's with the branded or the Minecraft gym jams that you might see the kids wearing. This is like a quite a luxurious look and a luxurious print that is on them. So you can get away with it as long as it looks good. Your man looks is shaking his head at me over here. Sorry.
Come on.
Well, no.
One second, Aoife. Sorry, I don't mean to be a naysayer in this one, but seriously, we all know pajamas when we see pajamas. And if you're at the school gates, I don't loiter around school gates, I don't have kids. But if you are doing the school run, collecting or dropping off, and you see another parent in their pajamas, whatever the pajamas look like, you know they're pajamas. Am I really judgmental? I would super judge that
person. But what she'd be wearing, though, it looks better. Looks like she could be going to work. She's not going back to bed wearing these pajamas.
In silk
pajamas.
It depends.
It depends what she's wearing with the pajamas. She might be very clever and take on her little ballet flat and a nice coat. And we're none the wiser. Mm. That's the thing. I think if it's... The Marks and Spencers are clever. Because they're silky, it means they'll go in the wash and they won't need to be ironed.
Yeah.
I think it's that cottony pajamas look at the school gate.
Yeah, no, just out of the washing machine. Yeah, out of the dryer.
Just
yeah,
out of the washing machine, a bit crumpled up, kind of, you know, didn't set the alarm. That's not going to look great. But I think, you know, I've seen at the school gate some very clever mums just kind of, you know, I saw a little slicker of a leopard print pajamas once with a red shoe, and I thought, oh, that's clever. But it depends. I mean, I like to distinguish day and night, but Marks and Spencer's, I suppose, it's a great way for publicity. She normally, that pajamas retails normally, I think, £600-700 or something.
Yeah, very expensive.
Collaboration. It's clever. Am I going to go into it? I think it's too much hard work. Having said that, a lovely feel at home for, you know, pottering around the place.
Yeah, hanging around. Come here, while I've got you very quickly, I've got these knockoff UGG boots. Is it acceptable for me to wear them outside as I'm going out to the car, or maybe even as far as Tesco's?
Maybe to the car.
But not, it's a no-no with Tesco's.
Definitive.
There's my answer. Listen, thanks so much for taking the call. Aoife Dunican, The Style Bob on Instagram, The Style Bob, will find you on the social. Thanks so much for taking the call, much obliged.
That's great, thank you.
Cheers.
Take care.
Bye.
Ray Foley on Today FM.